connect the street.
Start your day of the Torah way in Northwest London, Tuesday, 9th of Shabbat, 31st of January, Rabbi Shlomo Miller, Shlita, Vayashleif Lamaim, Vayim Teku Hamoim. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Stimler, Lichvot Simcha Nesun of Shira Stimler and Tzvi Stern, which takes place tomorrow, Mitzvashem, 10th of Shabbat. Yehi Rotzon Shizkul Ibnos Bayis, Nemun Bishrol Hashem Velis Hilo.
Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Allah Ma'avn, Rabbi should give me the right words. It should be a tehillah for all of us to really lift up ourselves, get a bit closer. Ulevai b'siyata nishmaya. There's a meir de kevod that Reb Chatzkel Avramsky, the guy with London, he would always say over. That's what I heard from my uncle, which was a mamish ben bayis by him. He was in Beit Vagan, Chaim Lang. Anyway, so he said over like this. He said, "Siznishkim pshat, but it's a good zone. It's a good word." By the chassidim, I think they say it over. B'shem the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He says like this. The pasuk says, "Vayavayovoyu bnei Yisrael lemoro v'amayin morimim." At the end of Parshas Bishalach, they came to Moro and the water was bitter. Vayireu Hashem eitz v'yashlech al amoyim v'yimtuku amoyim. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Ein mayim el Torah. The Daskin Malatisris already goes on. It's a different drush that in mayim el Torah and this in and that mayim. But I'll compare him to the Baal Shem Tov. Ein mayim el Torah. And sometimes a person comes to learn Torah. He comes to his charusis, comes to his shir, this is gaitish. He don't have any cheshik. He's sitting and daydreaming. I don't know. He's not there. Was tut men? Vayireu Hashem Eitz, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives an Eitzah. Vayashlech al Amayim, throw yourself inside the Gemara, inside the Torah. Vayimtiku Amayim, and slowly but surely you'll get the Zizkeit and the Geschmack. That is, right, like in Yeshiva, a guy tell a guy, no, what's going on? Why aren't you learning? En li cheshek, chadish ki cheshek. So what do you mean? So he's, he ordered 5 kilo of cheshik. It's in the mail, got stuck somewhere. I don't know, he's waiting for nibbles and I hope for cheshik, and then it'll start working. It don't work that way. It don't work, it works punfakir. You stop learning. And with the learning, the cheshik will come. The yashleich el amoyim, the yimtiku amoyim. And I would like to understand it from different Mahalchim to get to understand this Nekuda Moyedik as we see in the Gewaldige Heilige Torah. So at first, there's a Moyedike Chinuch. Last week's Parsha, Parsha's Boy, which gives us an insight to it. Poshit, the Roybishtat Avegishtal dimension. There's a mitzvah Tezayin, Shaloi Lishbar Etzem Mina Pesach. You must not break bones and suck the inside from the Korban Pesach. Why? So he gives to explain, because this also, there's a few mitzvahs which he explains that's the same point, that when we come a Leila Seder to show that we were zoicha to become B'nai Melachim, so in that same night, we should make sure to behave and act in such a way that is royal for a princess, for royal people, right? So that Leila Seder, we do all these different things which showing us that we're royal people. As they zog the heilige the chinuch pshat, and that's why we should not break bones, because when you break bones, it's showing you that only poor people they suck the bones, and as they sepast nicht, prost, ot as they. Oh, does it? I remember years ago I met the Choshev Yidah Rav Ben David, the Rav Eliezer Ben David. He was from the founders of the Seminar Chaim. So he told me that he was once in New York, I think Chicago Immigration Center, waiting for his turn to come up, and he sees a guy staring at him for 5, 6, 7 minutes. It's becoming very annoying. Like, what does he want for my life? And all of a sudden he turns up. Excuse me, are you Jewish? He says, yes. Why are you Jewish? What do you want? Oh, listen, I live in Mexico, in my town, no Jews, never ever saw a Jew in my life. For the first time, I'm watching a Jew, but I'm so excited because I read a lot about you, and I saw that you're considered as sons of Hashem, and I want to meet one of you guys. and understand what is your mission here in this world as a son of God. Tell me, what are you thinking about? Mistama, not like me, all these different shtusim. Mistama, as a son of Hashem, you have these higher thoughts. But Benjamin told me, was shocked. He's right. We're not stam an animal on two. We're not stam a human being here. We are something else. We are bonim atem Hashem alekechem. We're royal. We're sons of Hashem of Melech Malchav Lochim. And that's the Shoyrish. That's why we should behave like that on the Leila Seder to show in us. But then he goes on and says, if you would like to, you would want to ask on me, why do we need so many things, so many mitzvahs to show again and again that we're royal? Make one thing, right? Oh, do one thing, give a reminder. I'm a prince, I'm royal, and that's it. Why do you need so many things? Oh, Isaac, you have a mistake. If we want to understand, listen to this. Put your ear on and Ushmai and listen. He says, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the person and the nefesh like ki ha'odam nifal kefi pe'uloisav veliboy v'chol machshavoisav tamid achar masav shu'oise. That means the way a person behaves that affects his pneumius, his heart. Yes, today they call it CBT, whatever. There's a whole but I'll go upon him. It's in the Torah that the mitzvah. It doesn't work that you. That the previous affects it, that's the ma'isim, that's versteitzach, but Nate, it starts verkehrt with your behavior, the way you behave and act, that affects your penimius, your heart. Im toiv im ra. Listen to this one. Va'afilu rosho gomor bilvavoy. A rosho gomor, b'chol yetzer, machshavoy sliboy rak rakolayoy. Im yare ruchoy. If he'll lift up his spirit, and he'll start learning basmoda and do mitzvahs, even if he'll do shalai lishma, miyad yinte latoiv ubekoyach ma'asov yomisayetzehora. His behavior slowly but surely will affect and mamish kill out the yetzehora. Ki achar apulois. Nimshochim alevavois, ki achar hapeulois, nimshochim alevavois. After your deeds and your meisim, your heart goes with it. And faeses chas v'sholom fakir tosuv afilim yodom tzadik gomur ulay asuk tomid bedvarim shel doifi. He would do cruel things, naughty things, like he says lamoshel the melech. He had no choice, and he would have to do something very not. If we do again and again that same thing, his deeds, his mice, his behavior will affect him, will become a Rosh Gomor. And that's the way he goes on and explains. That's why it's not enough to do just one thing. We got to do it over and over and over. All these different deeds that will affect. Yeah, if you start behaving like royal, slowly but surely, you'll understand. Yes, we are something else. We are something else. Anachnu mashehu acher. Yes, that's what the goy understood. This Mexican goy understood. What are you thinking? I'm sure not all these nonsense here. Telling you, Rav Ben David was shocked. Yes, we are something else. We talk differently. We behave differently. We go dress differently with our head up high. No need to excuse ourselves from those roaming around in the streets or those who's trying to follow up those in the streets. We are something else. And that, if you behave yourself royal, again and again, it'll affect your pnimiyos. So that's one way we can understand. Yes, was Val Shem Tov zogt ki ve'yashlich el ha'mayim ve'yimtuku ha'mayim. You throw yourself into the Gemara, and slowly but surely, it'll affect your pnimiyos. It'll affect. Yes, you start learning. In the beginning, it's without cheshek. You start learning the Gemara and say another line and another line. And as much as you get used to learning, your behavior is Torah of mitzvahs, it'll affect your pneumias, and the yimtiku amoyim, you'll get the geshmak. But there's another insight to it. Moiridik! Wow. Listen to this one. There is a toisefta in Bobekama, toisefta, Perik Zion, Raisa Gimel. It's a mamish, a medrish plea. Herzachai. Listen to this one. The first time I heard it, I was like shocked. Shiva Ganovimim. Seven different types of thieves.
Thieves.
Oh, it does it. Shiva Ganovimim. Rishon Shebekulam, Goynev Das Abrius. He's a bluffer. He makes himself a ganze, people should think that who knows what. Hashem Yerachem. V'amesarev b'chavir l'ochevi b'liba l'koysoi. He tells the guy, come, I'm inviting you to eat by me. And his heart, he's saying, halavai, he should say no, chonish kim koyach. Or v'amarbali b'tikoyvis v'yodea sheni mekabla. Dafka those who know, he knows that they don't want any presents. Take. Now, why not to show himself generous? If the guy doesn't cost a penny anyway, he's not going to take it anyway, etc. And then the braisa goes on. Oy gevalt, listen to this. V'chein motzino k'shehoyu Yisrael oimdim al har Sinai bikshu lignai da'asol yayna. Oy gevalt. Shenemar koil ha'shedim ha'ashem nasi v'nishma. Why? When I heard this first, I was like, it was on Shavuos, one of the Rabbonim. He brought it down, b'shem de briskerov. The question is, yes, why do we need kofalem harke gigis? So there's different truths, right? There's that tanchuma, if it's Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh, or they shouldn't be choizer themselves. Tosfos Dr. Lefidus Tosefta is very simple. Nasiv enishma? Bikshu leivnev dasa leino. Sigivena bluff. Sigivena, they were Bobekama Toisefta, Breyer Exayon, Breyer Gimel. I'm reading here. Yeah, here you go. Okay. Yeah.
You thought
you could kid Hashem? Oh, was too exact. The loikim. 1 second. So he said it's over. Oh, Shane, so we have a teretz. Well, he said that teretz, and my heart just fell apart. With the ganze Shavuos, we're trying to get somewhere, to this Nasa v'nishma, Masa Yagiyu, which should touch a bissel, the Masa Avoisai. We should get up a feeling of this Kabbalah Satoira. And Chazal came to tell us, Mu Nasa v'nishma, forget about it. Big Shalignev Dasa Elyoina. Yagival, what's the Zagdo? Herzachai, we go on. Kivi Yochel Nignavulaim. So, Frank, so, the whole bookshelf is. Ah, finally stick, we got it. Azay, under the table, Azay. What's Tutsarda? No. Zom Chazal, Talmuloymar, Miyitain, Vehoyal, Vavam, Ze? Lohem? Lir Oisikolayomim. I did not understand till now, but now I even more. The point is Shalaylam. What's Tutsarda? What were Chazal telling us? Gevaldik. Yes, go on. You want us to fool you? That's the way you want us to do Avodas Hashem. How can we understand this? Come on! Huh? In Toymar Shein HaKol Gelul Lefonav, we made such a good show that Mamish, Chos Melik Vanema, don't worry, Vayfatu Befiem, Ubel Shein HaMichazbulo, he knew all everything. Velibam Loinach, Vahafal Bekein Vorach Michaperovai. How do we start understanding it? So the Minchas Bikurim says something. Nignavu lav dafka shirotzu lignoiv daso elyon kaviyochol. It's not that they came mamish with Abba to fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rayish HaKom HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyitein. Aber v'heivin HaKadosh Baruch Hu kein daitem be'emes. Shenema v'libam loinoch inimoy. U'mikol mokim shosak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not they officially came to Chas V'Sholim to fool Hashem. But it wasn't, it was a shtickler, as a shtickle kabbalah, as a yo, nishtish, But Rabbeinu Shalom, no, invite us. So that's the whole last of it, Ishma. I was once by one of the Gedolei Hador, Reb Dov Lando, the Yeshiva of Slabodka. Gan Agoinim, Sarah Torah. Oh, so I came to him with this Tosefta. I tell him, the Brei, don't the Brei in Perek Zayin, Perek Gimel, with Shiva Ganovim. On the spot, he said, ah, what's my shtey, what's the pshat dalton? Before I even said the kashi, you boom. So he tells me like this, I'll say it in my language, a bit color to it, and wow, it's such a chizuk, mamish, it's a bomb chizuk. Herzachayim v'yedik. Rotzen, a will, is something that, you know, it's not like a computer. You press a button and it's there. Not at all. V'yodato ayoyim v'ashevoy zolov avecho. It's a long way till you get it deeper and deeper into your heart, a full rotzen, a deep rotzen to do avodas Hashem. Now, what do you do? A person wants to pick up himself. He wants to, so vastutmes so, and he feels that he's not there. Like a bocha tells me, yeshiva, Rebbe, I understand that learning Torah is a very, very, very important. But chonish kecheshik, I don't have any roots, and what can I do? He tells me, hayiti road seller tzot. I would like to have a roots. So what's tut mesi? You stay behind. Zogun tzchazal, you should know that klal Yisrael. Yeah, we have no shayches with doira midbar. What's the shteitel lamdeinu? You should know that Am Yisrael, when the Rebbeinu Shalom came to give him Torah, they were in the same matziv. Pshat is, in that stage of time, after going out of Mitzrayim, that's the maximum amount of rotzen that they will be able to give to such a sentence, to such a line, Nase v'nishma. But Chazal tell us, the amount of rotzen which is needed behind such a statement, Nase v'nishma, you got a far way to go from the Nasa v'nishma to the amount of rotzen that Am Yisrael was there. So what? So they stayed behind? No. So they jumped into the Nasa v'nishma with the amount of rotzen that they could have given in that stage of time that they were, in that period, in that level that they were. They did the maximum of us coming down out of Mitzrayim. They're not there yet. But they jumped in it, yes, Nasa v'nishma, with the maximum amount of rotzen that they could have given. So what happens? So when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that's a shtickel Tosefes, which I, Bereshuschem. And that, what happens later? Kof aleihem har kegiges, zog de meshech chochma, and it's brought even before from the Maharal. Kof aleihem har kegiges. It's not just a simple kof aleihem har kegiges. Pshat is, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brought them in such a matzav, in such a level, that it was so clear, there was no place left for Bechira. It was so clear that, wow, they saw the Maimed Har Sinai, the Gilui Kvod Yisborach, it wasn't shach to say no. That's the Pshat Kof aleihem har kegiges, the Maharal and the Meshech Chochma. They came to such a level, to such a clearness, that's a klorkeit. It's not shach to say no. There's no sa. Kof aleihem. But that happened only when they jumped to the Nasa v'nishma with the amount of rotzen that they had, the maximum rotzen that they had in that level that they wore. And that's when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made the rotzen deeper and deeper ad kedikach, that there was no place left for a tzad sheni. Oh. And of them, zog the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, mi yitein v'hoyo levavam ze le'yira oisi kol hayomim. Never ever stay behind, because I don't know, I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the cheshik, I'm not in the dust. It doesn't work like you jump with the cheshik, how much with the level you are, jump in it. Yes, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm starting to learn, I'm starting to do avodas Hashem. And will you do what you could, and you'll put your maximum, and then you'll be zoicha to more? And more and more siyata d'shmaya. And then don't worry, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows exactly where you are. So if you're doing avodas Hashem just to fool, just to make a show that everybody should think you're a tzaddik, that's shiva ganavim, that's goyim das abriyos. But if you're doing it because you really want to be there, But what can I do? I'm not daring, Gunson. What can I do? This is the maximum. That's the level I am. So what, stay behind? No, jump in it, go for it, do the maximum. And will you do what you could, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will give you more and more siyata d'shmaya to make your rotzen even deeper and deeper. Yes. V'yashleich el amoyim, jump in the water. V'yimtiku amoyim. And the water will become sweeter and sweeter. It'll become part of you. Moiridik. There's a chazal. Chazal tell us, Rab Chanino ben Doiso, so everybody bringing a korm, and he wanted so much, but he don't have money. Was tut man? So he goes out of town looking for something that he can also bring a korm l'Hashem. He found a big stone. Oh, a nice, a good, we can do something out of it. He had professional hands. He took a hammer and a chisel, hours long, beautiful form. Then he bought brushes and colors and painted and colored. How flavor, fella. Gotta bring it to Yerushalayim now. Moving company comes over. Yes, I want this stone to Yerushalayim. How much are you ready to pay? How much does it cost? Well, from here to Yerushalayim, 100 gold coins. Meyer Zehuvim. Meyer Zehuvim. I don't got 50. I don't got even 20. Sorry. Goodbye. Rebbeinu Shalom, I want to give you so much nachas. Rebbeinu Shalom sees his tsar. He sends 5 malachim off to try to help him. They were dressed like workers. Rabbi, need some help? Yeah, this stone to Yerushalayim. How much are you ready to pay? Whatever I've got, 5 zehuvim. 5 zehuvim. You know what? With one condition. You give your hand, and together, we'll give it over. It's the Medrash in the beginning of Koheles. Medrash, the beginning of Koheles. And sure enough, he puts his hand there. 1, 2, and with minutes, boom, landed Yerushalayim. Hey, Gavali. Hey, where's the money? Bends down to take his peckle. Hey, hello? Where'd the workers disappear? Hello, Poyalim? Poyalim Shlim, what do I do? He goes to Sanhedrin. I hired Poyalim. I got to pay him. What should I do? And as they asked, you know, they found that he came with minutes to here. Oh, man, it's an ace. It's Malachim. Forget about it, you're potter. So he gave out the money to Talmidei Chachomim. Torahi v'lilmud anitzarech. Let's say that he did not know it cost 100. But come on. Not, man, not 100. It's 50. It's 20. I mean, a bit of sense, you know. Proportions, you know. Can you tell me, Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso, what are you hacking and knacking? What's the next stage? What are you going to do with it? Well, how's it going to get to Yerushalayim? Maybe you're wasting it. You know what? Be practical. Go to the moving company. Ask what it costs. And you see if it's in the parsha. No, there's the zach. Boom, trach, boom, boom, boom. Hours. No, and what are you going to do with it? And then he goes on with brushes and colors and a cloud with mysim. No. What are you going to do? Aren't you wasting your time, Givald? Ay, 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 ay. Rab Chanina ben Dois is coming to teach us, yes. Vise shtey dotnim, mimin de mishne lo yolecha melocha ligmoyer. Velo yato ben choyim li boti li meno. What's the pshat lo yolecha melocha ligmoyer? A guy comes home, faucet's leaking. Oy, Gewalt. Hello, plumber. Faucet's leaking. How much? 200 pounds. Shkoyach. Boom. He lets know at home, 250 pounds, it's all sorted out. How are you going to do it? Hardware store, force it, and we take the plier, we go into the sugya, and Bezer Hashem, I see already what's going to happen here. I think the cheapest will be to bring the plumber. And Bederech Klal, she's right. If you know how to do the malacha, please. If not, let it for those who know. Problem is, we take it also to Avodas Hashem. If we see ourselves that we're going to be successful, we're going to succeed, and we're going to become mamish fester talmid rachamim, so let's go for it. If not, what can I do? I don't see myself. Loi! 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 Loi yolecha melocha ligmar. No one asked why you can't. But the cast is canstinish. But with the cord, you cord. You do with the cast. You go on. That's Rab Chanina ben Doiso coming to teach us. How is it going to get to Yerushalayim? It's none of my business. Loi yolecha melocha ligmar. I gotta go on. I gotta do what I could. Hacking knack, I know. I got that profession. Gigangin. I'm an artist. I can draw. I can paint. Gigangin.
How's he going to get to Yerushalayim?
Lo yalecha, melacha ligmar.
But we see by Rabchanina ben Daisa, when you do what you could, when you put your effort, you're going to be zeichet to more and more siyata nishmayin, and if it's needed, Malach will come to help you. But you do what you could. You go on. You put in your effort. You know, when I was a kid, I read the story of Sipuri Tzaduki. I had no doubt about it, that the pshat is, why did Malachim told him to put the hand to? Because we're talking about a flight straight to Yerushalayim, so you need an electric touch there to be part of the game, huh? But I got older, I understood that the Malachim can sort it out without that. Pshat is differently in Ganson. This also you can do? You can put your hand there? Oh, you'll put in all your effort, then you'll be zeichet to more and more siyata nishmaya. But you do what you could. When you'll do your effort, you'll try your best, and you'll be zeichet to more and more and more siyata nishmaya. Oy, alamai. You know the famous story about this king who built a tower of 100 floors, and he let know the regal Chanukah Sabais, whoever comes there within an hour, gonna get a prize of $10,000. So 100 chevre opportunity, and the going came up to the 10th floor, 50 out of the 100, boom, heart's beating. Not shy, what? Another 90 floors, forget about it. You turn back home, 50 go on and on and on, 20th floor, and once again, 30 out of those 50. Oh, another 80 floors. Another few floors is going to be in the ambulance. Forget about it. Back home. 50 go on. And they go and they go and they go. And 30th floor. 10 of those 20. At Kam B'Shabbos HaGadol. Another few floors is going to be in a black van, a funeral, whatever. Shem Yerachem. 10 go on. And they come onto the 40th floor. Guy looks at his clock. Chevre, it's impossible, it's already, well, whoa, 20 minutes, and from a floor to a floor, it's becoming slower and slower. No chance in the world that we'll make it. Oh, he's right. Oish, what did we do? Vasamagitan, such a naughty king. Oish, everybody turned around and went down. One state, hey, no chance, I don't care. What? And if you're going to collapse, who's going to call you an ambulance? I don't care. You're not normal. I don't care. Nunu, shake it. He goes up a floor, falls down on the step to catch his breath, and another floor. Finally, 48, 49, 50, an elevator, a lift, a yellow. Press the button. Doors open. Presses 100, and Drew comes up there. Oh, Mazel Tov, finally, lucky winner. But tell me the truth. You knew that there was an elevator, huh?
No.
What? So what do you think? Oh, the truth is, I didn't think. But one thing. I had trust in the king. The king is not a mushkis, he's not naughty. If the king said so, it's a sign that you could. Ad-melech hot gezogt, is a simen amiken. And that's what kept me on going. Another floor, and another floor. And finally, I found this lift, and here I am. And sometimes we think, "Boy, Nishalayla, face this myself. How am I going to do it? It's a gate. Nish Chodesh Kecheshik. What's it saying? You go on. You do what you could. Yes, trust Hashem is Borach Melech Malchah Blochim Adem Melech Od Gizok Tizasim and Amikin. If the Melech said so, is a sign that you can. You go on, you do your effort. And slowly but surely you'll be zeichet to more and more and more siyata nishmaya. Yes, Taira Brida, let's go for it. Yes, wherever he is, just keep on going. Keep on going. Try your best. And when you do your best, your British will send you more and more and more siyata nishmaya. After, yeah? Okay, Taira Brida, thank you for listening. Hopefully it should be a chizik for all of us to lift ourselves up. And Be'ezer Hashem, B'yisyat Nishmaya, V'yishvat is doch gematria ish, V'chozakto, V'yisol ish. And we should all have siyat Nishmaya, and Shvat is also Rosh Hashanah. Shalom, Boker Tov, all the best. רב חנניה בן עקשי, יואי מרוד של הקדוש ברוך הוא, זה כזה ישראל.